on me. Rapping it. On that too.
Stay awake.
Stay awake.
Wake me up.
Mallow? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The question was, when you're in B flat, is there an advantage to play it up the neck as opposed to down? I mean, it kind of depends on, really, if, like, say, for instance, if you're playing, there's a way I've learned to play Sailor's Hornpipe. The first heard Bill Keith play on the Bill Monroe record in B-flat. I noticed Bill didn't actually take a solo on that song in B-flat. He let the fiddle player do it. But, well, New Camp Town Races is one that Frank Wakefield custom wrote for the mandolin in B-flat. So that goes totally around playing out of this position. And really what you're doing is you gotta, I mean, the way my brain thinks is that when I'm playing in that kind of key of B-flat, I'm almost using my first finger like a capo on the second string to put me up on the B-flat note from A to B-flat. And it goes that way, and it's a fiddle thing that I learned too, that kind of learned to bar those two on the first and second string. So when you think of the New Camp Town Races, it relates to the G minor chord and then the C to F. So that's all sort of in this one position. Of that tune, the melody of that all falls right into your first position. And the way Frank played the second part, even in G minor, which is the relative minor. So that's how that, you know, that first position, Frank wrote the whole thing in that position. Now, but you could also be doing it up here in a Monroe style based out of that chord position. So, I mean, that's kind of a cliff note version of how you would achieve that. But if you notice, you could do it like that, which is the same as, same pitch, but a different little timbre when you switch notes like that. Any more question about hard keys? you're killing me up here. You... Yeah, but the Grateful Dead used a capo. Yes, sir.
So how old were you when you started playing? And when little children fall in love with a mandolin, and they don't have half-sized mandolins like half-sized fiddles. So what happens? How did that happen to you?
Okay. Well, I started playing mandolin when I was age 11. And once again, I don't know why the mandolin. It just, there was one in the house. But on the other hand, I've never been a believer in half-size fiddles or any other half-size instruments. I mean, because I've met six-year-old kids who could play a full-size violin really well. And, I mean, you know, how much smaller does this have to get? But, I mean, and then another side of that question is, when you see somebody with Mike Marshall who's got hands much bigger than these, how does he get in those frets and accomplish that? I don't know. He's got talent. But, you know, when I first started, I mean, it was like my hands were big enough to reach the notes on a mandolin when I first started. And it's all been asked, what's the first tune you learned?
House.
The Ice House. Big and beautiful, baby. Big and beautiful.
Big and beautiful. Nice.
The adult ice cream man just went by. And I know I'm only supposed to go till 7. It's a little after that, but we'll try to get your questions answered. First tune I ever learned, I saw Jim and Jesse on TV. And the first tune I ever learned was. But it was a mandolin, a banjo tune, the way I first learned it. But, I mean, who knows what's going to appeal to you. But somehow I got on this about half-sized mandolins, and I don't know the answer to this question. Sorry, mate. Any more thoughts on mandolins before we go? Yes, sir? I don't know if any of her, the question is, if you've been influenced by Herschel Sizemore, I very much have. And as far as studying specific material, I haven't, but I just know that when I first started playing the mandolin, Herschel Sizemore is one of the first guys I ever heard that didn't play just like Bill Monroe, that had his own style going. And there's so many great players over the years that, you know, have been overlooked. But Herschel Sizemore is one of our fine mandolin players in America. Anything I can play? Can't play. Oh. Play something you don't know. Hey!
Yeah, man, kick it off.
Kick it off, Stephen.
Hey.
I can't play. Well, if there's no request, we'll go on ahead with the program. I'm not very well versed in ballet music. I don't know many Broadway show tunes. I'm learning some. There's lots of kinds of music I can't play, and that's keeping me interested. I'm still trying to learn. And bottom line is, when you stop learning, you're in trouble. And you got it, and you're going to get to points in your playing where you feel like you're at you've reached a stopping point where, well, am I ever going to learn anymore? And Homer Haynes, who used to play in Homer and Jethro, used to say a great statement to say, well, when you reach that point, when all of a sudden you feel like you're not sure if you're going to learn anymore, that your brain's kind of stuck, he said, that's when you're about to learn something really good. But you got to keep your mind open to different kinds of music because, I mean, and maybe it's a bluegrass song you haven't learned before, or maybe you're going to, dare I say, you know, turn on Good Morning America and find somebody, seriously, that you've never heard before. It's going to knock you out. I played on Prairie Home Companion a couple of weeks ago, and I met a singer named Geraldine Steele that I'd never heard of before, and she's one of the most fantastic vocalists I've ever heard. And all I can say is I hope as you keep aging, you keep finding people that all of a sudden you stumble in on them, you never heard them before, and it's one of the greatest sounds you ever heard. That is truly inspiring. I think it's a David Grisman number, I'm not sure. Maybe a Nickel Creek tune, I don't know. I think at this moment that would be called the embarrassment rag.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bush is going to be on the main stage at 11:30 tonight if you don't get enough in this workshop today. Check out his CDs and see him tonight at 11:30.
I know one of my favorite tunes to play is one I learned off a Stanley Brothers record. And maybe it's a publishing thing now that I know more about the music business, but that it was a mandolin tune that on that record it was called Ralph's Banjo Special. Well, we're going to neighbors, they tell us our time is just about up, and I know you're just trying to stay out of the rain, and we appreciate that. We invite you to stay up with us on the midnight shift tonight. Because we're going to be up. We're staying up with you. We're here. As Jorma Kalkinen said, we exist to serve.